pond dwellers are about to engage in a fight to the death. One is a flesh-sucking leech, and the other, a hard-shelled crab.
The crab shell is tough, but the leech's jaws and teeth can cut through it like a diamond-tipped saw.
That's if the crab doesn't cut the leech in two. It's feeding time in the pond, and any creature is fair game. The crab backs off. But the leech is back. It searches for the crab's Achilles heel. And finally finds access to the soft flesh. The jaw is clearly visible. The leech starts to suck the crab dry from the inside.
This is bad news. The crab is able to defend itself really well in the front of its body, but behind, it can't get its pincers. It can't get its legs behind it.
And if that's bad news, there's worse to come. Leeches have chemosensory organs, and they've detected a crab in trouble.
The scent of the crab's blood in the water is like a homing beacon for the pond's other leeches. They're gonna do everything they can to join the party, and the more that are on board, the less chance the crab has of fighting free.
Another tiger leech joins the feeding frenzy. It latches on. The crab grabs with its claws, but the leech is covered with slimy mucus and slips out of the crab's grasp. The claws have dispensed with one leech, but now they're gummed with slime. Undisturbed, the remaining leech sucks the life out of the crab.
When the tiger leech drilled through the crab's carapace, the crab began losing all its fluids.
Emptied of its body fluids, the crab draws its last breath and is consigned to a watery grave.